Welcome to American Mosaic in VOA Special English. I'm June Sims. On our show this week, we play music from Red by Taylor Swift and R.E.D. from Neo. We also look at two new movies. But first, we tell you about a man who looks for evidence of ancient creatures in the National Capital Area. Most people who live and work near Washington, D.C., would have trouble imagining dinosaurs walking around the area. But fossil hunter Ray Stanford can. He believes dinosaurs were in the area as recently as 100 million years ago. His proof is dinosaur footprints. He found them in fossils that he collected from around the nation's capital. Christopher Cruz tells us about Mr. Stanford's explorations and finds.
Hey, wait, we got one here.
Ray Stanford is walking along a small stream in College Park, Maryland, near Washington, D.C.
This is from a flesh-eating dinosaur. This is from a theropod dinosaur. You can see where the toenails were.
He says he knows these are dinosaur fossils based on his knowledge and experience. He began hunting for fossil footprints in 1993.
Really, my children did. They took an interest in dinosaurs, and we got a book about dinosaur tracks. And once we looked at it, we were in a stream bed. We began to discover dinosaur tracks. At first, I couldn't believe it.
Since then, Ray Stanford has collected more than 1,000 footprints from many different kinds of dinosaurs. He says he has made part of his home into a place he calls the Stanford Museum. He has given some of the fossils he found to the Smithsonian's National Museum of Natural History in Washington. They are shown in the Dinosaurs in Our Backyard exhibit. Matthew Carano is the museum's curator.
Most importantly, he's found footprints of dinosaurs that we haven't found the bones of yet. So because he's found those footprints, we know these dinosaurs lived here, and we didn't have that information before Ray discovered them.
David Wiesample studies prehistoric life as a paleontologist at Johns Hopkins University in Maryland. He was an advisor on the 1993 film Jurassic Park about modern-day dinosaurs. He says Ray Stanford has helped professionals like him.
He's given us a more full picture of the dinosaurs of the East Coast. He seems to have this gift to be able to find these things and recognize their significance.
Ray Stanford calls himself an amateur paleontologist, but he has co-written scientific papers with Professor Wiesample and other scientists. Mr. Stanford says finding dinosaur fossils is a great pleasure. He loves the sense of discovery. He says he will keep searching for dinosaur fossils until there is nothing left to find.
Americans celebrate Thanksgiving in a couple of weeks. Families gather for a big meal centered on turkey. They also might play board games or watch a parade on television. But many families also enjoy Thanksgiving at the movies. The holiday is usually extremely profitable for Hollywood. Today, we tell about a couple of films that are perfect for family movie viewing come November 22nd.
My name's Wreck-It Ralph.
I'm gonna wreck it!
30 years I've been doing this.
I can fix it!
It's hard to love your job when no one else seems to like you for doing it.
You're just the bad guy who wrecks the building.
The computer animated movie Wreck-It Ralph is already making big money at the box office. Disney released the movie on November 2nd and more than $60 million worth of tickets have been sold worldwide. Wreck-It Ralph is about a video game character of the same name. He is the traditional bad guy in a game called Fix-It Felix, but Ralph longs to be a good guy. He gets his chance at heroism when a dangerous bug threatens to destroy all the video games at his arcade. Ralph goes into battle to try to defeat the enemy bug. The Academy Award-nominated actor John C. Reilly is the voice of Ralph. Comedian Sarah Silverman also stars as Vanellope, a driver in a racing game. Jane Lynch plays the strong and demanding soldier Sergeant Calhoun, who starts Ralph on his hero path. Oscar-winning director Ang Lee also presents a Thanksgiving movie choice with Life of Pi. Lee spent 4 years and about $100 million to make the film. Life of Pi is based on a book of the same name. Pi Patel is the son of a zookeeper in India. His family decides to move to Canada for a better life. They set off by ship with a few of the zoo animals, but there is a disaster at sea. Pi ends up on a small boat with a Bengal tiger. The movie tells of their struggle to survive. Ang Lee says the movie also explores deep philosophical questions. Lee filmed most of the movie in Taiwan, where he lives. The different movie sets included a very large water tank. This is the first film for 19-year-old Suraj Sharma, the human star of Life of Pi. He called the year shooting the film the hardest and most beautiful of my life. Suraj Sharma told the Hindustan Times newspaper that he was not sure if he wanted to act again. But he said he knows he wants to be a part of movie making in some way.
It feels like a perfect night to dress up like hipsters and make fun of our exes.
Taylor Swift is on top again. Red, her latest album, came out October 22nd. More than 1,200,000 copies were sold in the first week of its release. Red is already the third biggest selling album of the year, after Adele's 21 and Up All Night from the boy band One Direction. This week, the recording artist Ne-Yo also released a Red album. Well, the record is actually called R.E.D., for Realizing Every Dream. Faith Lapidus has songs from both new releases.
Ne-Yo and Taylor Swift both deal with change in their latest albums. Ne-Yo works with many artists as a vice president at Motown Records. He is known for his skill at discovering and producing new artists. On R.E.D., he also shows his ability to take on a different sound. He shares the song She Is with country music star Tim McGraw.
Days ain't long enough. Nights are even shorter. This ain't fair. Time don't wanna give me what I need.
All I'm asking is forever.
Forever in a moment. Listen to me. This ain't how I talk. I don't know what she done to me, but I like it. And ask me who's putting me in this twist. Ask me who's responsible for this. She. So everything's all her fault. Caught up in a whirlwind, no one can help me.
Ask me who's responsible.
Oh, she. Said everything's all her fault. didn't want to be. And all because of she.
R.E.D. is Ne-Yo's fifth studio album. Critics are mostly praising the effort. Let Me Love You, Until You Learn to Love Yourself, has a dance beat that is hard to resist. But it is also romantic.
Much as you blame yourself, you can't be blamed for the way that you feel. Had no example of a love that was even remotely real. How can you understand something that you never had? Oh, baby, if you let me, I can help you out with all of that. Girl, let me love you.
Swift's Red shares the love theme of her earlier albums. But that is where the similarity ends.
I remember when we broke up the first time, saying this is it, I've had enough. 'Cause like we hadn't seen each other in a month when you said you needed space. What? Then you come around again and say, baby, I miss you and I swear I'm gonna change. Trust me, remember how that lasted for a day? I say, I hate you, we break up, you call me, I love you. Ooh, 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 we called it.
That song is called We Are Never, Ever Getting Back Together. It was the first single from Red. It signaled Taylor Swift's move to pop music. Taylor Swift worked with British musician Ed Sheeran on Red. He has agreed to take part in her concert tour for the new album. The first of their shows is set to take place in March. Here, the two singer-songwriters perform Everything Has Changed. The name could refer to Taylor Swift's style, sound, and substance on Red.
All I knew this morning when I woke is I know something now I didn't before. And all I've seen since 18 hours ago, your green eyes and freckles and your smile in the back of my mind making me feel right. I just wanna know, you better know, you better know, you better now. I just wanna know, you better know, you better know, you better now. I just wanna know, you better know, you better know, you better now. I just wanna know you. Everything has changed.
Though my walls still tall, painted blue, but I'll take them down, and open up for you.
And all I feel in my stomach is butterflies, the beautiful kind, picking up for last time.